USA Radio News.
Tensions between the United States and Iran remain high after attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation that the United States does not want to go to war, but will take every step necessary to guarantee safe shipping.
I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that. I've seen no one deny it.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong today to demonstrate against a Chinese extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of top official Carrie Lam. They also want the police to be held accountable for recent police brutality, and they want the extradition law to be completely scrapped, not just suspended. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A viral video of police using excessive force has now turned into a lawsuit in Phoenix. USA's Wendy King explained.
Phoenix's police chief is publicly apologizing to the family who filed a $10 million claim against the city alleging civil rights violations by police officers. A viral video shows them pointing guns at a father and a pregnant woman holding a baby.
Get out the car right now!
Cell phone video captured the high drama. At times, the Phoenix police officers sounded like they're in a gang. Inside the SUV, Drayvon Ames and his pregnant fiancée, Aisha Harper, along with their two young children.
He needs to slow down and those kids is right there.
The woman who filmed this tried to spare the kids from harm.
Excuse me, can I get the kids?
The local dollar store called the police on the young daughter who stole a Barbie when her mother wasn't watching.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are new details on a shooting at a California Costco store. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Police in Corona, California now say the man who opened fire at a Costco on Friday night was an off-duty L.A. police officer who was firing in self-defense. Authorities say the cop was shopping at the Costco with his family when he was attacked by a man he didn't know, identified as 32-year-old Kenneth French of Riverside. This woman witnessed it.
My white guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid, and that apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
The off-duty officer shot and killed French and gravely wounded two of French's relatives. Police say their investigation's continuing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gary Woodland denied Brooks Koepka's bold bid at the third straight U.S. Open win by making memories of his own over the weekend with two clutch shots, a birdie putt on the final hole, and of course winning the silver trophy at Pebble Beach.
I never let myself get ahead of myself. I never thought about what would happen, if I won, what comes with it. I wanted to execute every shot. I wanted to stay in the moment. I wanted to stay within myself. I knew I was playing good going in, but, I've been playing good going into a lot of tournaments before and haven't had the results that I'd like. So I was proud of myself to stay in it, to slow down a little bit, to slow my thinking down and really focus on what I was doing and not let my mind wander at all.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.